get into the satellite picture. Almost entirely clear skies until you look to what's happening in the south. Now, there's a high-pressure system that's keeping fronts well clear of the mainland. Not south enough to miss Tassie, though, where winds are really howling this morning. We've got warnings on for gusts in excess of 100 kilometres an hour, and already 170 kilometre an hour gusts on Kunanyi, Mount Wellington this morning, just a couple of hours ago. The rain's going to follow, and there's pretty cold air behind that front. The rest of the country, though, looking fairly clear. Certainly the case in Queensland, though, a couple of coastal showers for the north. It's a mostly sunny day. Chilly in the south, though, with a bit of frost, 25 on the way for Brisbane. Sydney's also getting to 25 with clear skies. We've got a dry day for most of New South Wales. There is just a chance of some showers around the western slopes, but that's it. For Canberra, it's starting with a bit of fog. It's getting to 20 later. In Victoria, it's pretty mild and dry, although there's a little bit of wet weather for the southwest and maybe in the northeastern ranges. Just a slight chance of a couple of drops. 21 on the way for Melbourne. And in Tasmania, it is windy. We'll see wet weather moving across the state later this morning, and then the snow level will drop to 800 metres. For Hobart, it's wet this morning. Wind will ease this evening, though it's getting to 17. Over in South Australia, it's pretty chilly to start. A couple of light showers for the southeast and some morning falls as well over the Mount Lofty ranges. Adelaide's fine. There's a road weather alert for the hills, though. It's getting to 20. That's for some fog. Southern WA, a couple of falls in the south, mostly just near the coast. Otherwise, it's clear, including in Perth, where it's getting to 25. And up top, we're talking sun. Darwin's getting to 34.